Now, another thing that must be recognized is that if I only have 15 days to live, it does not necessarily mean that I will get my happiness from stealing and acting in ways that that individual would do with 15 days left. Because I, too, have lived my life for a long time, and a certain framework has been constructed, the framework that reacts to the circumstances that exist in my life. So I am not necessarily going to get happiness by the code of conduct that this person conceives as the highest possible form of happiness he can envision. So it does not necessarily mean that with the notice that I am a terminal case, that I would suddenly throw away my code of conduct and adopt another one, because it would not necessarily bring happiness to me. To say that there is an absolute morality that would work for every individual means that you would have to be able to say that it would work for the individual in the case I just cited as an example. And this, of course, is an extreme example. But it affects other individuals in many more subtle ways. The individual who has years and years to live cannot simply adopt your code of conduct and suddenly get the happiness you get from it, because there's a great deal in his past, a great deal that is a part of his framework now that affects the way he derives happiness from the world. And he may or may not have the ability to wait out the long term, to get the good profit from your code of conduct that you feel will eventually accrue to him. For all intents and purposes, there's no way you can prove it to him anyway, so the concept of an absolute morality no longer has any importance. And this is what I'm really getting at, is that it has no practical significance. What you are concerned about is, what is the morality that is absolute within your world? What is the morality that is as closely as possible in keeping with reality in your world? The morality that works for you and will bring you the consequences you seek. This is the area in which you control, and the only area in which you can make that morality work.
God, the Father, has a moral code. Where does that come into this picture?
Well, you have perceived this. You have determined this, and it is a part of your knowledge that there is a certain moral code that God has commanded, laid down, set up as being the one that is most in keeping with his wishes or reality, or however you would describe it. But you subjectively have perceived it. And if the person sitting next to you, that cranky old fellow that would argue the point with you, doesn't perceive it in the same way you do, you have to recognize that it is because he is acting from the knowledge he has, and he does not see this absolute moral code as you do. In fact, he may, at the time you're telling him about what God has commanded you and him to do, may be telling you what God has commanded him and you to do as he has seen it. And it will not be an absolute moral code until somehow he sees it as you do, and then it will be absolute between the two of you, and it will go that far. But only as it enters his life in a way that he can conceive of it. Only as he recognizes you as the authority in the transmission belt, the one who has the knowledge to give him in that, or someplace else, as he has determined that there is a way of understanding or knowing for sure what it is that God wants. Once having done so, it becomes absolute within his world. But it still has not affected any other individual, except as that individual has subjectively perceived it and decided for himself that that is the truth. Right, but do you understand that I am acting from my knowledge of the situation and not from your knowledge of the situation? Okay, then you won't have any trouble dealing with me, or vice versa. It is when you expect me to act from your knowledge of the situation as you understand it to be and as you perceive it that we will get into difficulties, because you will expect from me what I don't have to give. And then the reality of the situation will react upon you as you don't get from it what you planned on. And that's where the difficulty comes in. I am not saying that you should not accept it as absolute in your life within your world. It will take on that character by all means. If it has any strength to it at all, you will say that stealing is wrong, for example. Absolutely wrong, meaning wrong in every case that I steal. But that doesn't apply to anybody else, because it isn't that important to me whether it's wrong to someone else. It's whether or not it's wrong for me to do it that I must concern myself with, because I'm the only one I control. If I decide it's wrong for you, that still won't stop you from stealing. It hasn't contributed anything to your character or your conduct in any way that I have decided that you shouldn't steal, until I can prove to you that it's going to produce unhappiness to you. Yes.
Harry, you mentioned a objective reality subjectively interpreted, and that sounds like a contradiction.
What I am trying to say is that I determine for myself that reality does exist, that it does have an existence in